there just is no real understanding or recognition as to why a ceasefire is not possible at this time. I don't think that's been articulated enough by the American administration to people to explain why a ceasefire at this time, if for nothing else than for purely humanitarian reasons, could not be put in place. I think what we're looking at is, with everything that's been happening on the ground in the South, for instance, this morning I've been talking to people in the South, there's been bombardment in almost 8 villages until now, aerial bombardment. The situation stays as it is, that is to say, if there is active combat, what we're looking at is essentially trying to develop areas in the South, be they a city like Sidon or Marjayoun, where people go to, and then just trying to negotiate with all parties involved to make sure that humanitarian convoys, be they overland with trucks or be they through the ports, to try to get that, because the longer the hostilities and the conflict goes on, the more and more that these communities are simply not safe enough for any type of humanitarian activity to take place in.